I haven't spoken in 2 days. That's very good to show advice, you know. Serious. No problem. Anyhow, when I was, I think Sunday I didn't speak the first time. And when I was preparing what to say today, I was reminded of a verse that I think is appropriate for Tom Zichrono Lebracha. Colonel once asked, what is the definition of Kavod HaTorah? Now this he didn't say, but I would add that many people do all sorts of nonsense. That's the mildest term I can think of, all under the banner of Kavod HaTorah, right? What is the true definition? And I guess someone that personified Kavod HaTorah, he was the one that the authority to describe it. So he said that what he thinks Kavod HaTorah is based on the Mishnah and the Saita. Mishnah says, Mishameis of Akiva bottle Kavod HaTorah. Akiva was the last, and it was the quote, the discontinued model of Kavod HaTorah. And when he was Nifta, that was the end of the era in Kavod HaTorah. So the Mishnah equates Rabbi Akiva with Kavod HaTorah. Why is Rabbi Akiva the essence of Kavod HaTorah? So Rashi says, "She a nice lev." This is a berach lashon. A nice lev lidreish al kol toitz v'tag tilei tilim shalachas. Akiva is the one that every ois, every line was meaningful, and that showed the zev vade Kavod HaTorah. And that's Kavod HaTorah to show she ain by davar levatola. Every word, every ois. Thank you. Every kite, every tag, it has meaning. So he said, Kavod HaTorah means that someone's machshiv every word and sees the importance of every word. And that's what Kavod HaTorah is. We decided that we're going to say a few minutes ha'aris and a few minutes on the Vasugya. I don't know where to begin. I mean, I guess Kavod HaTorah. There are so many ha'aris, there's so many important points that we could focus on and about Gemara. So we just chose a few, but we have to really be clear that this is just scratching the surface, so to speak, and what there is in this parak is every word, every ois, every kites and tag has so much meaning. So before, I don't want to be a mavazah player, I'm just telling you, just as much as time allows, how much there is. There's much, much more. Just to give you an example of Kavod HaTorah. Ketzad mevarchin ala peiros, as the Mishnah begins. I don't know, but I don't think that's whatever you find, that's what I'm fine with me. There's up there. Al peiros se'ilin hu oima bayir priyates. Right away, you can notice the discrepancy. Ketzad mevarchin lashon rabim. Al peiros se'ilin hu oima. We change from plural to singular, which is obviously noteworthy. The Mishnah, there's no kite and tag that's unintended. Why the change in lashon? So I saw the Rabbi Yonis Ishtai, wonderful Sefer Chadashim Gam Yishanim, and if you've seen it, it's halacha oriented, and it's very nice that he has every picture of every nuance in the Gemara. Chadashim Gam Yishanim. Maybe we should make a section of Sfarim. So he says that the Mishnah alludes to an important chiddush in halacha. I enjoyed it because you see how careful he was with every word. The halacha is, and this, as we know, I can make a bracha to be mighty a rabbi. Right? In other words, and this he doesn't say it, but I would add this, by benching a mashal, benching, the Yishalmi says, each person goes to bench on his own. You shouldn't be yaitz with Shemaik, ideally. If you have a suffix, okay, but ideally you should bench on your own. Baruch HaRishayin is the halacha, you're allowed to be yaitz for keratin. The Mishnah, we'll see the Mishnah in the 8th parak, says he's supposed to be yaitz with Raiv Am. So Rabbi Yonis Ishtai points out, that the Mishnah alludes to over here. Ketzad mevarchin ala peiros. We have an oilam here. How do you make, what bracha should you make? You make who oima bayir creates. In other words, the Mishnah is at least mentioning that one person makes the bracha. So you're talking about a rabbin, but yet the yachid can make a bracha for the rabbin. I thought that was beautiful. I mean, otherwise, the Mishnah, it seems to be somewhat inconsistent. I'll ask, what about, why is benching different? So that's taka unbelievable. By benching, the lashon of the pasuk by benching, if you call, yachalta v'savatu v'irachta. The Torah employs a singular lashon. Perhaps the indication is because benching, each person has to bench on his own. So that is one deed. Some is very, again, you notice the lashon ketzad mevarchin, al peiros se'ilin hu oima bayir priyates, right? So the obvious deed. Why is it start off with Mevarchin and then it says Hu Oimer? Why you change a lashon? Kate mevarchin, al perisil hum mevarch. Also, something that which when I looked into the mevarch, I saw it. Otherwise, I wouldn't think of it. But it has to be some point. So this I saw the Yishar Mitzan and Balacha, also a wonderful sefer on the daf from our Brown's different of the bracha. He feels that the this is bechla. You'll see as we learn the brachas are patented, are based on the shyness of the pasuk. We'll see as we go along.
Would it make sense to bar from Moshe Rabbeinu bar? Why how do you make bracha?
Either say Ayim or Mavar. Why change? No, Ketan Mavar Chaberes Aperesil and
Humavar. How you kind of mitzvah?
Right. So why don't you say Humavar is Bar Priyate? What's Ayim? Why did change of Ayim?
Then would there be specifically
an Amir?
Nothing else, as opposed to
Lulavanet. What is Bracha? Bracha also is an Amir. Okay, could be. I mean, you're saying only the Amir. He feels the pasuk in Taka, for those that are Kahanim would appreciate this, Kaisav Baruch was B'nai Yisrael Emar Lahem. So the Torah already uses this somewhat, this change. Maybe it's like he said, there's a bracha, but the Amir, the way you convey it is through the medium of Amir. Maybe that's the change. Okay, that could be, I mean, that could be what he said. We'll soon see more indications that the Torah, the Chazal followed, to try to follow closely the lesson of the pasuk. A very interesting diuk. If you notice, the Mishnah starts off al peiris ha'ilan, and then it says al peiris ha'aretz who oimer bayir pri adama. And again, it's obviously inconsistent. What?
Aretz adama.
Yeah. Well, peiris ha'ilan for pri eitz. That I didn't think of. Okay. See, that's more colored there than I thought. Let's start with good. You're right, Jay. He's asking a good question. But I saw the Bemis, this is the earliest Achrayim, point this out, that why the change from Aretz to Adama should be consistent. So this is Klar, and this is Nyana Diyayma. The word Adama usually denotes soil, earth. Wow. Aretz is ground. The proper way in grammar, or perhaps in expression, you don't say Adama. Right? Adama is less, more of a crude lashon. It means the earth. Aretz is the ground. A ground as opposed to a tree. So therefore the bracha certainly is, it's a more refined lashon, perhaps I could use that word. It's a more refined lashon, Bayer Pi Adama. Aretz. Why do you sakit chapa on Adama? So the Mishnah uses the refined lashon. Because this is what the Torah, we see the Torah twice uses the word Adama. He had it last week, Kayin and Hevel. He brought his Mincha Mipri Adama. And you have it in Parashat Kisavah, Lakachta, Ibikuri, Mipri Adama. So the proper word would be Pri Ha. No, not the, it's not Eitz Ha'aretz. But the Bracha is patented after the Lashon of the Pasuk. So that's why we don't have much leeway, so we use the word Vayir Pri Adama. The only kasha is why moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Why is that different than yeah, lechem min ha'adama? Oh, that's your kasha. Okay, so that Bemis Taisus later says. Taisus is it's a remarkable Taisus. It gives meaning to every word. What's the moitzi lechem min ha'aretz? Why are there 10 words? Why do we hold the bread in 10 fingers? Because it's based on the pasuk lechem min ha'aretz. A moitzi lechem min ha'aretz is based on the pasuk. It said the same word lechem min ha'aretz. So in other words, lechem would be the exception, but the norm is bayir pri adam. And how do we apply that to eitz and ilan? That's a good question. So al peiris ha'ilan, I'm a bayir pri eitz. Ilan is always a tree. Eitz is what? Eitz is the wood of it. Again, it's a more crude lashon. I wonder why. Maybe the eitz adas. Maybe. Okay, listen, we don't have to know everything. We look into that. But certainly the adamah is based on the pasuk. Ha'aretz, the Ma'itu Lechem in Ha'aretz is based on the Pasuk, and it's Adama, which is the Lashon that really that's the denotes the.
Bria. question
is. No. Why do you make this difference between Aretz and Adama? The Mishnah says, Al Peiris Ha'aretz, you make Bar Pi Adama. Why do you say Bar Pi Aretz?
No,
he said that was his question.
The
Mishnah says, Al Peiris Ha'ilan, you make a Bar Pi Aretz. Why the inconsistency?
You should say what instead?
Paris Elon? Paris Elon. Or Paris 8. Yeah. Or Paris 8. Why is there a difference? That's what he wants to know.
Is there a difference in what each one means?
I don't know. I definitely think Hadama usually is like offer. What? Oh yeah, okay, could be. I'm sure there is. I mean, again, the Kavod HaTorah is in every kites of attack. Basically, Rebekah asked a good question about Basar. Why is there no special bracha on Basar? So, if you look in Rashi, Rashi starts off, Yitaycha Shihusai, Kavod Le Bracha La'atzmai. There's a special bracha because of the Cheshivas. So I told him last week, which I was aware of last week, which was tackled in of last week, the Ramban Taki says, the Ramban is in Parashat Bereishis, that originally man was not supposed to eat basa. It was only later that man was allowed to eat basa. So I said, maybe there's something that inherent in basa that's not so helpful or not so healthy. I mean, that's clear. I remember once, someone has a back when I was there, why Shiva Saminim, right? Why isn't watermelon? Watermelon is a delicious fruit. So he says, their vase versus mehr gesund. In other words, the Shiva Saminim probably is not just the fact that they live there, they grow in Eretz Yisrael, but there's obviously something that there's more chashivas, it's more healthy. So that's what he answered. You know, he wasn't a very committed answer, but their vase versus mehr gesund. So perhaps basar, although we use it as a kosher food, but then again, it certainly has its drawbacks. That's what I said last week. But I looked into it this week, and in Yana Diyayim again, we could move up a parasha. There's a phenomenal Kliyaka in this week's Sedra, in Parashas Noyach, that is. The Kliyaka points out, and you might think this is an Egin Chiddush, it's a Gemara Psachim, Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says someone who's not a Talmud Chacham should not eat basa. It's a Gemara. Why? Zoyz, sounds like a Egin Chalom, but it's a Gemara. Zoyz Teres HaBehema, Ha'oiz. Someone who doesn't learn Torah should not eat basa. That's like the Gemara. So the Kliyaka wonders, what's the connection between basa, eating meat, and being a Talmud, learning Torah, what's the Shaykh? It's okay, it's a nice drash. So the Kliyaka, in this week's Sedra, on the Pasuk, beginning of Perek Tes, Meiracham V'chitchem, on that Pasuk, Parashas Noach, the Kliyaka points out the way the Eibishter made it, and you see it, the Chush, eat their four different segments, four different parts in the Bria. The Daimim, the Tzemeach, the Chai, and the Dav. The Daimim is the innate objects. There's the Tzemeach, plant life. The Chai is the animal kingdom. And the Medaber is humans. Of course, there's Yadua, the fifth is the Yisrael. But he says that you notice where the Eishim made it, and there has to be a Chochmah to it because you see it. Because each level gets its nourishment or survives on the Madrega that's directly below it. Daimim is an eight, doesn't need anything really. He's basically self-sufficient. It lives on itself. But Tzemeach, plant life, draws its yanika, its nurtures from the offer. Chai, plant life, the derech klal, unless they animal eating, eat the bread, the plant life. Medaber is a human being, he could eat the chai. But what makes someone a medaber? And he quotes a pasuk that someone's a chayera. I guess we could use that somewhat homiletically. If someone's a chayera, so what makes him a human being? It's the limud haTorah. That elevates and makes him above stame. You know, what's the difference because you walk on 2 feet instead of 4 feet? It's the limud haTorah. So he says that's the pshat. That's why someone who doesn't learn is not authorized to eat basa. Because he's on the level of chai. Okay, so he happens to be a more intelligent chai, but basically that's what he is. That's what it's the yaka.
So it was wrong with his mouth.
No. See, this is a problem that I wanted to just. This is a maybe after Israel, but this is a Gemara. The Kliyaka is not is somewhat disturbing the peace, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says it. Now, why we don't do this today? I don't know. Why?
They're eating
Be'issa. The Gemara recommends it. What I say always is that, you know, what Pam Zechan Avraham once spoke about, the same Gemara ground, Sachem, that a Amora should not marry a Kehenis. It's a well-known Gemara, the Abbas Koyim. So he said, people come to him, what should I do? I have a good Shidduch, she happens to be a Kehenis, I'm not a Talmud Chacham. So he said it in his unique way. He said the story that he remembers when he was a child, and someone, the Rav, came and saw this Baba Bas, was a Koyim, it wasn't Duchening. So he goes, Yanko, why are you not Duchening? He goes, Rav, do Fashtesnes. I have to work on it. It was Yom Tov in the early 20s. They had to work on Yom Tov. Well, they didn't have the option. They didn't have the option of not working. with Rebbe, with these hands that I do work, I should go duchen. So the Rebbe says, aye, now look at this. First duchen. And then saying, the D hands, the zikr, the duchen, when I go to work. So Pam said, why do you look at it like that? First go learn, become a Talmud Chacham, marry the Kehenes. So I would add the same thing. If someone likes meat, there's a very simple eitzah. So take out the book. Take out the book. Tana Rabbanon, Tana Shema, there's plenty of it. There's no shortage of ways of becoming a, at least a, you know, in training.
Where's Ramban?
Where's Ramban? I saw it right over there by, called Esav, I'll tell you later. Okay, I saw it. That's the Ramban and Bereshis. So anyway, that's Ramban and Noyach. So here, the Tiyak and Noyach, so that's basically. But the truth is that the question is a valid one. If Rashi's Lashon is Chashivas, why doesn't Basa get its own bracha? But the answer probably is that Basa, that the bracha reflects the more of the concern that the Eivishter showed us. As we'll see, the difference in Eitz and Adama is how much of a tree or a plant. Basa doesn't have that Shemayim Dika intervention of growing, and so maybe that would be the answer. But these are just a few hours. Now a few more, I guess, a little more of an eon. This is one more point I wanted to mention. The Gemara says a very interesting thing later on. The Gemara asks the question, what's the source, the basis of Hilchas Brachas? So the Gemara feels it's logical. When you're full, you have to bench. That's certain. So Kishuhu Rav Leikoshka. In other words, the Gemara seems to feel that the Seichel Ayasha, the Muskel Rishon, is if when you're full you make a bracha, certainly when you're hungry. That's good. What needs somewhat of an explanation, the Gemara early in the Afchaf Aleph speaks about Birchas HaTayr, and there the Gemara says just the opposite reasoning. By Birchas HaTayr, the Gemara seems to feel not that the logical thing is to make a bracha, Lachrea, Lafanez, the Tavachayim, but Punk Fakert. So, in other words, by brachas, by eating, it seems that more logical you make a bracha lefaneh. But birchas atayra, it seems more logical to make a bracha afterwards. And the question is, how do we reconcile this discrepancy? Why should that be so? Right? No. The more it feels it, you have to know how to make a bracha before, after the zikr make a bracha. In other words, the given is birchas atayra you make afterwards for sure. And the Gemara wants to know, how do you know lefaneh? No, but yeah. So in other words, by Birchas Torah, the ik is the funas, the achrias plus it. How do you know this one? That's an excellent question. That's part of the answer. It's an excellent question. That's an excellent. My children punked again. This is a nice discussion. They want to know. We danced so long. Why don't you make a new Birchas Torah? So I guess it's not only for dancing, it's working, whatever a person does, he's preoccupied. I mean, you take off your talus, you put it on again, tefillin, I mean, there are shiurim. So, thank you, that's a good
I'm assuming more than that, by regular brachas, like food, you can make the bracha whatever, because you're full.
Right.
Higher, you're not full.
Oh, very good. Oh, very good. You're mechavim the shari tzedek, the days are up. What? If you stand some days, that would be a moishas. But anyhow, the Shari Tzedek was a Dezer Rav, a Simon Samachlov, and the Tshuvas asked this question. And he says a absolutely inspiring teretz. He says, when someone eats, we all know this, the first portion, hopefully, is delicious, and the second one, the third one, until you come to a point that there's a Achila Dasa, Nachshir Zladim Katzpah, you know, you can't handle it, you can't, you know, there's certain. After you notice a very interesting human emotion, by eating, the more you eat, the less you enjoy. And then when a person really packs it in, a nice Shabbos challenge, then he's in the stomach, virala, your whole Shabbos, the challenge is cooking in him. So then, forget, he curses himself, why do I eat so much? Nature is, you eat a lot, but then you pay for it. You pay for it dearly. The only I know one has by eating is before the funer. Achreo is not such a svar. You have to have a pasuk l'achreo. Lefaneho, that I can understand. So therefore, in Hilchos Brachos, L'achrea is the pasuk. L'faneh, we have to glean from the l'achrea. So the l'faneh is more svaridic. Torah is just the opposite. Take a kid, learn something. Oh, I don't want to, I'm not moved. You push him. Until you come together. Zayichet, have a child. See, you can't stop him from learning. Go to sleep. No, I want to learn another hour. The kid's pushing himself. He's overdoing it, you know. The more a person learns, the more a person enjoys what he learns. I once spoke to Bachram. So I told him what a conversation I had with a Bachram that was never almost on the brink, over the brink. I don't know exactly what he was holding. So I told him something that at least I woke him up for sure. I said, you know what I want for you? I want you to have a life of endless pleasure. So his eyes, like, you know, you don't let me have pleasure. What do you mean endless pleasure? I told him, I want you to have endless pleasure, but I want you to know what that means. You know, you're a young kid. I'll tell you what endless pleasure is. I told him, basically, this theory, eating, and any taivas oilam hazeh, and daik satishkach, you go through each one, mamish, one by one, the more a person does, the less it has meaning. A little bit's good, a lot has less meaning, and you overdo it, you play ball, everything in everything in life, the second time is not as good as the first time. I told him, funny thing, you know, here we are, we have to work with Bachram to get them to learn. Come to my yeshiva, I told him. Look at my rebbeim. Look at my colleagues. People are learning 30 years, married people, they're not being forced into it, they have no principle. They're learning and learning, and the more they learn, the more they seem to enjoy it. Because that's what Torah is. The more you learn, the more you enjoy it. The second hour is much more meaningful than the first hour. And the second year is better than the first year. So I told him, and you want to have pleasure. I want you to have a better quality, an endless pleasure. Learning is constant and learning is eternal. That's what the Shaar HaTzedek means. By Birchas HaTorah, the seichel would be what we know, that after you finish, you have so much kishmak. You go home, you feel, oh, put in a nice day of learning. You feel great about it. So therefore, the Faneh has to have a pasuk, l'achreho, is the svar.
What's the purpose of the words of the Sabbath? What does that fit in? Yechalta v'rachta. What is it compared to?
Oh, boy.
The Sabbath.
We could talk an hour and hours just about that.
Based on what we were saying before, like how a person eats, you know, doesn't enjoy it at certain points. So
that's true. I mean, that's not me.
The idea of benching, the Sabbath?
Definitely. And what's the definition? Does it mean sviyamamish? Does it mean ikazayas? But certainly what the Shaar HaTzedek is saying, and it's true 100% in the Metzias, the more you eat, the less pleasure you have. The more you learn, the more pleasure. So therefore, we see a reverse type of reasoning in learning as opposed to any type of other eating. Just another few auras. Again, just you see how each word is so meaningful. The Gemara says one has to have make a bracha because asat lehenais b'lei bracha v'chol anena ki'ilu ma'al. Gemara uses the analogy to me'ila. What's the significance? Why the word me'ila? Me'ila we know is a kachemdika term. So I saw the Tshuvas Avnei Simin Lamed Zayin quotes from an Adam Gadol who asked, if so logical that you have to make a bracha in every hanah, why did the Gemara later, the Gemara Matizich, how do you have to make a bracha on besamim? So the Gemara marshals a pasuk called a neshama da'alel ka, something that the neshama enjoys, that's reyach. Fred, this God, why do you have to have a whole new theory of a new pasuk? Say pasuk, you can't have a no without a bracha. Why is the Gemara at loss for a source of bracha by something different than every other achil, every other hano? We know, ka anena, skilu ma'al. But the God, adirab, hagufa. Because the one hanah that there is no me'ila is by reyach. So if the Gemara seems to associate the issa hanah with a din of me'ila, it has to be something that could amount to an issa me'ila which reyach is excluded from. So therefore the Gemara has to have another pasuk, another thing. Avinezer says his own shot, he has something that you have to do to get the hanah, you have to eat, you have to intake, you have to ingest the food. Another, this is very much the Gaila Maisa. He just says there has to be a Maisa Achila or Maisa Hanah that you could attribute your Hanah to. Achila, you have to eat. The Samim, you really basically could smell it.
Or, it
has to be a Maisa Achila, more than tangible. Right, smelling, I mean, we smell, but even if you don't smell, to a Baisim store, you can make the dough. It's a very important, very, very important Pashut. Halachic ramification that we have from this exact same lashon. The Gemara adds a new twist to Hilchos Birchos Hanenu. It's not just you have to make a bracha, you have to thank Hashem, but But Kalanana, Marlamazebale, Bracha, they want about him, Kilu Nana, Kilu Ma, Lamar really throws the book at you. With all these scary terms, you become a Sutta with your Rav Menavot, very frightening. What's the halachic implication of this? It's something that I'm always a little concerned about, because I'm all the kasha is better than the teretz, and you're really not very, very satisfied. And this is one of them. What do I do? I come to work at 10:30, and I forgot if I had a drink. I want to have a drink now. Did I make a shakal? And I have a suffix if I have to make a shakal. I have a suffix if I said the right breath. I have a suffix in Brechas Hanenin. Where do I go from there? So we are very well familiar. There's a cloud of suffix brachas lahak. You don't know if you said Sfira Sa'ima, you don't know if you made a bracha on the sukkah. Any suffix you have, what's the halacha suggests? Don't make a bracha. Suffix brachas lahak is the rule of thumb. In every situation, if you have it in doubt, leave it out. L'chayre, I would apply that to my shak, or my other suffix. I have a suffix, I have to make a bracha. Don't make the bracha, suffix brachas lahak. The problem with Rabbi Kivega early in that Yud-Beis on the Gilyan in Brachas, it's kedai to see it, because it opens up a whole new understanding of the urgency of learning Hilchos Brachas. Dr. Rabbi Kivega, and really it's a Marsha Misachim, it's a Taisus in Brachas of Yud-Beis, maybe the whole Birchas Hanenin in its entirety is different. Because the Gemara doesn't just say make a Brachas, I amen, thank Hashem. The Gemara equates that with Ki'ilu Ma'al, Ki'ilu Nena, you become a Shutuf with your Ravam. Zakti B'Kiveiga, and again, the source of the Marsha in the Taisvis, if you have a Suffolk, if I have to make a Bracha on this Lulav, so I don't make a Bracha, I can't go wrong. I'm not being Nena. But if there's an Issa to eat without a Bracha, the Gemara calls it Mi'ila Nena. So now you're dealing with a Suffolk Issa, Suffolk Mi'ila. What gives you the license to just proceed without making the bracha? In the Hilchos Brachos, Suffolk Brachos Lahakol. But if there's the compounded problem of Ki'ilu Nena, Ki'ilu Ma'al, so that should require you to make a bracha, because if not Abnish, you're being Suffolk Nena from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who wants to take a chance to do that?
Ki'ilu Ma'al Halacha?
What is it, a joke?
Yeah,
well, a bracha without the shame is meaningless.
What's the reason?
Okay, that's a good point. But let me. The question is a manashach. If you yaitza with it.
So that way you're doing both. You're right. It's not in my first
Okay, some say that. You're right. Some say that. That's a good point. See, we always have this catch-22 situation. There are those that say, why not make the bracha in English? Get out of the art school or whatever, siddha, read it. So Moshe says that doesn't make sense to me. Manasha, if you're yaitza with it, so then you have a bracha levatala. And the worst scenario, if you're not yaitza, you haven't done much. What do you want? You want to say tana rena? I mean p'china, you could do that. But either it's meaningful, so then you have. It has to be the flip side. Has to be also, you know, considered. Right. That's it. He's saying a svara, which in halacha probably doesn't stand. He's saying a heritage. I want to thank Hashem. But is it a bracha or not?
There is bracha chmana. There is such a concept.
Are you yaitz with bracha chmana?
I don't know.
Could it be tantamount to bracha levatala? Let's say it's really unnecessary. So
tefillah is the length, the essence. Right. You won't have chmana, so you have to say it to
the right.
So really, you're yaitz of the length. I mean, tefillah.
Are you telling me if you?
I'm saying bracha chmana. Tefillah is a bracha tefillah. No, I'm saying this.
Chaim has a Yiddish heritage that I agree to, but in Allah it doesn't seem to be sufficient. He's saying, I'm going to thank Hashem, how can I? It's like, you know, but the question is, if it's not a bracha, so you haven't really accomplished your objective. Okay.
So
the truth is,
make the
bracha.
Yeah,
Suffolk Brach Lachal is only said by Birchas HaMitzvahs, not by Birchas HaNenem, where there's that complicating factor. Yes. Oh, the problem, however, is that there's a Shulchan Aruch in three places. It's in Reish Tes, Reish Tes Vov, and a third place in Chof Samach Zayin, that says you have a Suffolk, what to do? Don't make the Bracha. The only exception, of course, is Birchas HaMazon because it's Sveika Deraisa. But, so the question is, how do we understand this? So that's serious enough. That's a serious enough offense. I wouldn't.
But not a lot to get in there.
Hey, this is not Uncle Sam. This is feeling to be interesting.
Yeah, but you want to take it to the next level and say, based on that, some wrong you have to make wrong.
That's what the Taisus and Rabbi Kivega say. Yes. Take a look at David Bays and the Gilead. Not now, because I want to move on. What? Anyhow, what has to be the pshat, Rabbi Isai, what has to be the pshat is...
So why is
this Sefer Brachos I don't know, I'm telling you what I've right. seen, which I'm not very satisfied.
Yeah, so where does Sefer Brachos come from?
That's the rule of thumb in Hilchos Brachos.
Right.
Because the suffix of Shem Shemayim
Shem
Vatolah. So, you know,
the suffix
deraisa l'chumra. How does that override the potential suffix bracha? Apparently, the fact that you have the chiyav al suffix deraisa, you are compelled to make a bracha, and we don't ask you about any sveikas. So you have to go a little deeper. Let's say I have a suffix if I bench. Okay? Let me say something a little scary, okay? Let's say I have a suffix if I said the same talamatul of bracha. And I decided to take a leap of faith. And I'm not going to daven over. Because I don't want to take a chance. Maybe I did say it or I didn't say it. The halacha is I have to daven over. But I want to be smart. I want to beat the system. I'm not going to daven over. And the emes is, klapei shmaya galya. I said the same talamat lebra. My luck. I lucked out today. But I didn't daven over. And halacha required me unequivocally to daven over. But I decided to take a chance and took a lungan. There are poskim that say you were not yaitzur eshmanes. Even retroactively. Because the halacha requires you didn't daven. So to use that line of reasoning, we could apply that, I think, to this case. The question is like this. Where do we start? I have a suffix if I benched, right? I have to bench over. Let's say I did bench. Did I make a bracha levatala, the whole benching? Vadana, why not? Because I'm supposed to. Now, let's go a step further. Let's have a suffix if I stole. I mean, you have a din Torah, and Bezin says, you know what to do? Keep a status quo. Don't pay the guy the money. That's a Bezin paskin. I'm a firm guy, and I say, wait a minute. You're subjecting me to a suffix gezeila? Let's say I have to pay. So if I'm not going to pay, I'm a gezeila. Suffix gezeila deraisa. Suffix deraisa l'chum. Why is it, although you would appreciate it, why is it that we keep the money status quo unless we're convinced otherwise? Why isn't the suffix deraisa of gezeila, why isn't that change it and tell us you better take care of your financial obligation, if not it'll be suffix gezeila? Bezin threw up their hands, they know what to do. No. Let's say I have a suffix, me and you, about the car, who did it? No, who has a business?
Suffix the other way also.
That's his prerogative. If he wants to take the money and run out, that's his. But I'm a firm guy. What do I do? Tell me how to satisfy my conscience.
So
A little better. If Shimon Shkup in the Shariyash explains, the Issa Gezela begins after you're mechuyev to pay. After there's a psak, after there's a bezdin, after there's a sman chayshim. There's something I have to tell you. If you're not required to pay, there's no Issa Gezela. Yeah? So the Issa Gezela takes off after there's a vaday chiyuv to pay. It's very possible the same applies here also. The ki'ilu nena, the ki'ilu ma'al, is when you have to make a bracha and you don't make a bracha, you stole from the Eibishter. Let's say there is no absolute chiyuv because we don't have to do suffix brachas. So then there's no chiyuv bracha. If there's no chiyuv bracha, then there's no chiyuv. In other words, once the paskin did a bracha, then the whole mall sets into effect and the whole mechanism goes into effect. You better do it. So therefore, suffix brachas, we're going to have to say, if I can't say a bracha, there's no meal. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out, listen, don't forget, if you want to be, and he types the Gemara we mentioned last week, Hayman the boy, the mevi chasida, if you want to be a chassid, and you have a suffix, don't eat the food. That's a good alternative. Because you have to eat. Why? because you're playing with the suffix me'ila. You can't make a bracha, but who's forcing you to eat? I remember I used to eat barapam zechon l'bracha, so I noticed the dessert never had cake. I would just stand. Now, I also have cake, so I don't want to scare anybody, but I asked him, he came up, so he told me, because why don't you make a cake, a bracha on cake for dessert? Is that a vaday? It's only a suffix, because maybe cake is pas, suffix pas of abakistan, so cake might be included in the bracha on pas. So I'll suffix the mitzvah, said, I'll suffix pas, you don't make a bracha on cake at the end of a meal. So he said, it's only a suffix, why should I eat it and do a suffix? So I appreciated the Haiman the boy and Avi Chasida, you know, everybody eats cake and Avani B'Saicham. I guess we're comfortable with that pshat. But he was concerned, it's, at most it's only a suffix. Yeah. Right.
And he took an apple and he didn't make
a dessert.
Right. So Ruben said
yeah.
So he said, so he said when I wrote the
Mishnah,
it was much more
darkness
than
any of
them.
Yeah. But cake is a different subject.
Cake is
a
pass.
Okay, well, we
want to
move on.
That's
yeah, right. So we don't make. I'm just saying. I saw the chesivus of every suffix. Rashi, talking another interesting word of Rashi. Rashi says, "Goyzel Hakadosh Baruch Hu es birchasai." You steal the bracha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now we would have typed goyzel. What did you steal from Hakadosh Baruch Hu? The apple. Well, you stole him. The Eved has a bracha. There's an absolutely phenomenal pshat, which is a mitzvah lefarsim. The Rishonim, the Rashba, he asks this question: what is this bracha? I get up, little old me, and I say, I pray to Hashem. Doesn't make sense. Baruch. So it's well known in Nefesh HaChayim in the Seif and them is the Makaris Rishonim. Bracha does not mean I'm praising Hashem. Bracha lashon brecha, a wellspring, a spring, a shefa of bracha. When I make a bracha that gives the Eivish, the Kaviyachal, the opportunity to shower us with bracha. When I say shakal, the Eivish, to continue showering us with brachas. Bracha is a lashon haspo of brecha. And you know, it's Mered Dikazach, Yidna, are all Nevi'im, B'nei Nevi'im. Both in English and Yiddish, you cannot never say a bracha. What do you say? Make a bracha. In Yiddish, mach a bracha. Why not say a bracha? Because a yid, I guess the subconscious understands, you're not just saying it, you're making the bracha. The bracha is a way, it's like a conduit. It's almost like you're downloading a Kaddish Baruch Hu, giving him an opportunity of showering us with brachas. This is not my, this the Rashba says it, the famous Gemara of Baruch Hashem, they made a song out of it so people are more aware of it. We have a small medical Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he asked him, Barucheini. So what bracha did he give? He didn't say, David says, I give something stark. Yiratzen, Sheyich, Mishrachamecha. Break the Rashba. That's a bracha? You want, that's you. Yes, that's a bracha. When you give a bracha, you're like tapping in, you're trying to harness the bracha that I can't, because the bracha is waiting to give you. So bracha is a way of achieving the Birchas Hashem. That's what Rashi means. You're stealing the bracha, not the words. You're stealing the bracha, because the Gemara's lashon is, Goyz Makadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. You come to Knesset Yisrael, what am I stealing from Klal Yisrael? You're stealing a bracha, which is a channel of more bracha, of brecha. So you're stealing the Eibishter's opportunity of expressing his bracha, and you're stealing Klal Yisrael as the recipient of that bracha. Simple Gemara, lashon, simple Rashi, but every word has meaning.
This is
the main sugya as far as that's concerned. Yes. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about grape juice or something else, but I guess I'll leave for next week. I wanted to say just one more point. I guess more of a something I think is an absolute sheer delight. Tein lechachem v'yech kamoid. This you could take this and you could travel with this and you could work with this. This is a yisoid that just grows and grows. The Gemara over here says something that I think some of us might have been somewhat intimidated. The Gemara says, this is the makar of Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is our sugya. The question is, how do I schedule my day? So if you learn the Gemara, we feel somewhat, I guess, frightened or, I guess, a bit scared. But the Shmuel seems to be very rational. Shmuel says, what do you do? Asaf de Ganecha. Zog de Gemara, what does Shmuel say? Hanigam in the Derecherts. You have to be kaveh eaten. Don't forget, learn as much as you can. But you've got to go to work and put in your time. Wonderful. Shimma Yechai says, it's not going to work. If you're going to work the whole day, Toyer Matehayala, fine. So if someone would like to make a character analysis, it seems like Rabbi Shmuel was more, quote, down to earth. Shimma Yechai was more demanding. The Goyim, we can't move to the next word. The first word is so delicious. The Goyim points out this is somewhat reminiscent in the Krishna that we say, because the Gemara says Harbi Osik Rav Shimba Yechai Voi Also Biyad. The Diyuk is obvious. Harbi, but there were those that still live with Rav Shimba Yechai's dictum. And the Goyim said that you see that in the first parasha of Krishna. The first parasha of Krishna is Lashon Yachid. You ever wonder? You have to. And there it says b'chol ma'idecha, which means b'chol ma'maincha. The second parasha is all lashon rabim, right? And doesn't say the word ma'idecha. B'chol nafshcha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, does not say b'chol ma'idecha. Why not? It's obviously something there. So the first parasha is talking to Avshim Ba'yachayiz and his followers. They could live with Avshim Ba'yachayiz's idealistic way of life. So therefore you have to put in b'chol ma'idecha, b'chol ma'maincha. You have to be willing to brave it and give up your job. The second parasha, Lashon Rabim, is for the public at large. For them, Rabbi Shmuel is fine. That wasn't my point. If you learn this Gemara, so far we say Rabbi Shmuel is, I guess, more our up for us. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai is, and you know, truth is, you learn the Gemara Shabbos, that story, the Roman story, they stayed in the Ma'ara, they came out, they saw people walking around with flowers. Shimba Yechai couldn't tolerate it, he got burnt up. That's what Shimba Yechai. The plea in this Gavra, and that's not an overstatement, the plea in this Gavra, I wish you would have learned that Yemi, you didn't get to it yet. When you get to it, you probably will fall off your chair. The Gemara in the Menachos, the Tzadik Tes, is Mamish Mirapsin Igla. There the Gemara also speaks about the basic guidelines of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Gemara says as I Zot Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, none other than Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, afil lo kara adam el kriyas mashachas the arvis, he was yaitza layomush, he was yaitza the minimal obligation of Talmud Torah. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's sheep, which is astounding. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai by us doesn't let you go to work, and here he says minimally Krishna is enough. That's a halbitzah. Then the Gemara is a very moving story that Rabbi Shmuel, again, catch the name Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel's nephew, yes, Rabbi Shmuel, the goyin ani shalamadati kol terakula. I learned the whole kol terakula, which is more than the first six blocks of Yeshiva Shemesechus. You know, there's a kol terakula he learned. Mahu lo moy chachma yevanis. Can I learn some Greek philosophy? Well, how did a small answer? No problem. I mean, you know, small was a he lets you go to work. Karol of a mikra hazeh, vayomash haseif hatayr hazeh mipicha, vagisa vayomam v'layla. Say ubedoik, go and find a time that's not vayomam v'layla, and you could study your secular study. So it's merapsim igur mamish. It's mamish just the steer. Here, Rabbi Shmuel, Vayas, Rabbi Shmuel lets you go to work, and there he says, you can't even study anything you want, only Torah. And Rabbi Shimba Yechai, there's also a steer, Minei Obey. Here he says, yeah, I can't go to work, and there he says, minimally, Krishma Shachar Zaharvis. What I always wondered about, the Lashon Torah Matehayala is something that needs a husband. If someone doesn't wear tefillin in the morning, I don't say, hey, what's going to be with your tefillin? I say, what can be a Jew? I mean, why is he shifting the problem to Torah? He should say, a yeet, you know, I had to work it. He fixed my the thing and it broke. So he goes, oh, what's going to be with your refrigerator? I told him, what's going to be with you? You're not getting paid. What's it's the refrigerator's fault. It's your fault, right? Why is he putting the blame on the Torah as if that's the problem? So there's a beautiful yesod, and again, you could use this much more, but let's use at least to explain this gemara. I'll bring it out in this way. There was a scandal once in a little European shtetl. It was Erev Pesach, and someone who was, I guess, evidently was wearing a hat and jacket, he made a siyum, and he exempted all the b'chayim. They found out that he wasn't bar mitzvah. He must have wore tefillin early. He was not bar mitzvah. How could a kid cut and pata the gedolim with the siyum? He's not b'chayim in Talmud Torah. He's putting every single mitzvah. How could a cotton and not a bar chayuva can't pat the gedolim? So it was a whole tumult. The Ragachava was asked the shaila. The Ragachava responded, he is mechuyev in Talmud Torah. Aye, what do you mean? He put him every single mitzvah. So the Ragachava said a famous yisoid that will take us around the Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. There are two parts of mitzvah Talmud Torah. The first thing is, learning Torah is an end for itself. You learn the Abish is Halak Torah. That itself is the accomplishment. That is the end for itself, to learn the Gisa by Yaiman Valayat, to learn and learn and learn. But there's another half, equally important, to know what to do. Isamas Asha Yasim. How could you keep Shabbos? How could you wear tefillin if you don't know how to wear tefillin? So the Rabbi Shava said that a cotton is potter from every mitzvah, and is potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as the end for itself. But a cotton is mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs with their bana of chinuch. How could that be? How could it be he doesn't have to learn Reis Achas, he can play punch ball the whole day, and he has to keep Torah? Al Torcha, a cotton is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Yediyah for Torah. He has to know Torah what to do. In other words, Torah not as the ends for itself, but learning as the means of knowing what to do. And Oyba Zoy, if he bowed the cotton, is chayev in Talmud Torah, that segment of it, he could pata the gedolim. That's what the Ragachava is. I heard from Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, spoke in Camp Aguda. He's a Camp Aguda fan. Remember this, he said his lashon. He said the same yisoid. And you look in his sefer, he has in the Emes LeYaakov and Kedushin, he brings rayas from Rambam, mamish, often a rayas. But the way he brought it out was mezuk that the goyim knew all the signs. When did he learn all signs? Can't be. The Gemara says, now let him learn. So he said, I remember his words, those are his exact words. In other words, he wasn't there that day, he learned in the bathroom, it's not true. So Banker said this lumbus, Divir Pichacham saying, he learned Kala Torah Kula as a child, he was a child prodigy, as you know, he learned as a kid, he learned Mamish Kala. When he finished Kala Torah Kula as a child, he already completed the Chiyav of Talmud Torah Al Tzidiyas HaTorah. Right? As the means of, but a cotton doesn't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah as the ends for itself, because the cotton, that's when the goyim learned all the other sciences. That's what Yankee's about. Okay. But the point we see, there are two different parts of Talmud Torah: to know Torah, the ideas of Torah, and the mitzvah of learning. Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lov and a tshuva. Let's give you a dogma. He declares that you come by mitzvah, right? The first night you blew it. Why'd you blow it? Because you say it's shekel. And you didn't say birchas hatorah. I made it in the morning, but I said it out to cotton. I wasn't mechuyev. So how could the birchas hatorah in the morning pop my learning at night when I'm ready to gavel? Teretz says, there is a chiyev talmud torah in a cotton. It's a minimal chiyev, but there is in fact a chiyev of yediyas hatorah. The chayodam liagdama also spells this out, and he says there are two different objectives in learning. You have to learn to learn, you have to learn to know. And he says he was a balabas, he writes, I'm a balabas, and you know, he traveled for weeks on end, but he knew the importance of learning, because how are you going to know something if you don't learn? I'll give you another dogma. I have to leave the other ones for next week, but another dogma ba'alma. Today it's become controversial, and it's really not controversial, it's very straightforward. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Girls, noshim, are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. That is the time-honored pasuk v'maratem oisam as b'neichem v'loy b'noiseichem. That's klar. The Gemara in Saita says, if you teach your Torah, kilam l'amdei tiflos chas v'shalom. The Zoya says, Torah was only given to men, not to women. In fact, this is Yishalmi's lashim. This is the lashim. Yisrifu divrei Torah v'loyim seru l'noshim. Let the Torah be burnt. Girls, women should not learn. So it's a pretty straightforward halacha. Girls should not be learning. Le'idach Yusa, you just learned parashas, the mitzvah of Hakel. What does it say? Hakel es anoshim in the Afreg Dimara. Why do anoshim come? You know, what does it say? Lishmaya. Lishmaya? They can't learn Torah. Torah should be burnt. How could that be Lishmaya? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Dalet says, Chizkia, his times, Torah learning was mamish at its peak. In fact, the Gemara says they batku midon ad ber shava, and they didn't find, the Gemara's lashon is ish v'isha, tinik v'tinaikis, that wasn't baki in halacha. What was it? It was the 21st century in America? Every isha was proficient in hilchos halachas? You just told me you can't learn? I think which is the most shocking of them all, in Siman Mem Zayin in Arachayim, the Mechaba says, what? Nashim Mevarches Birchas HaTorah. Why? V'tzivano, they could say. In fact, halacha is, the dry halacha is, a lady could patter a man from Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because they're mechuyav to learn. Now, how do you juggle these two? I mean, you got to be a yeah, mitzarecha, tiflis, burn it, and mitzacheni. It's the same yisoid. There are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. There's the yedias haTorah, and it's the learning as the ends for itself. Nashim are not mechuyav in limud al limud. They're mechuyav in limud to know what to do. And everything is meduyik. Hakel is the shmoya what to do. The Gemara of Chizkia was not stammer of Kiva Eig with a Mishnayis and Zvachim. It was to know what to do. Nochastum of a Tahara. The Birchas HaTayr Fakert. The Amachuyiv to learn halacha to negate to them. Nochast Shabbos and the like. If that's the case, our boys say everything's stained in Mamish. It's Mosik Mitvash. Mamish Mosik Mitvash. What we see from here, that there are two parts of Talmud Torah. If someone had come over to me, or I would go to a Rav and I would say, can I learn Chachma Yavan if I finish Kol HaTorah Kula? So the Rav probably would burst out laughing. You finish Kol HaTorah Kula yet? Do you know what Kol HaTorah? This person came to Rabbi Shmuel. Obviously he finished Kol HaTorah Kula. This is a rare individual. He has successfully completed his Kol HaTorah Kula. Now we have to clarify Shaila, that unique yid, does he have a mitzvah Talmud Torah anymore? Does he have a mitzvah Talmud Torah? Oh! So that he is a very unique individual. I'm stressing this because none of us, I don't think. I hope you didn't insult us. But this is a person like the Vilna Goyim that finished Kol HaTorah Kula. So does he have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah out the learning for itself? Does he have a mitzvah out the Yediyas HaTorah? No. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said, you're right, you know the whole Torah. So what's with the mitzvah of Agisaboy, which is an end for itself? That you still have. The Pshim Ba'yachoy in that Gemara was asked, what's the minimal chiyuv? The minimal chiyuv is to learn Shachas and Arvis. No problem. We all agree that a balabas that works and puts as much as he could do, he's yoy to the mitzvah. So therefore the Gemara in Menachos are talking about two different types of people. The person that finished Kol HaTorah Kula and he has the mitzvah of Yediyas, of Limud HaTorah, not Yediyas HaTorah. And then the other side of the spectrum, we have the minimal chiyuv, is the mitzvah of Krishma and Ashachaziyah. Now, how do you learn the Gemara in Brachas? So this Gemara is Yesoid HaYesoid. Rabbi Shmuel Taka says, yes, Balabas. You want to go work? You have to go work. What could you do? Harbe also, you can't live like, not everybody could live like a Shem Ba'yachoy. So Bishmol's suggestion is, you kaveya itim, find enough time, make time, ganva time, like this from types, kavata itim, lotion of stealing, steal time, but you have to work and you have to learn. You have to have your priorities. Look at the lotion of Shem Ba'yachoy. I believe Rav Shimon Yochai agrees in theory to Rabbi Shmuel also. He has a different concern. You know what he's worried about, Rav Shimon Yochai? If you're going to work the whole day, how are you going to know Hilchos Shabbos? How in the world are you going to know Hilchos Yontif? How are you going to know Hilchos Shabbos? Rav Shimon Yochai was not worried about the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah as the ends for itself. Because that, Nebuch, You're busy. Well, maybe next week we'll discuss that. What's Taka the Pitur? It's a beautiful lumdus. But Lamaisa, we are Einstein if we have to go work. He wasn't worrying about that. You know what he's worrying about? How are we going to survive? How are you going to live in a world, the world of halacha, if you're not fully familiar with halacha? That was his concern. That's why the stress is on Torah Matehayale. Your minimal obligation, Taki, where you are to like the Marmanachis. That's if Shimba Yichai was worried about Torah Matehayale. How are you going to know it's a Masa Ashayasa? In other words, the Yid that on the train, in the car, in his lunch break, or these group of Yidin here that are spending the morning are focused on the Torah Matehayale. We have to know what to do. Forget about b'chiyav in chiyav ahev. So there are two chiyuvim. The chiyav of Talmud Torah al t'chiyav, that's the Gemara Menachos. But this is a special obligation to know what to do. You know, we have to make a living, right? But Torah also have to make a living. We have to know how to live. So that's what the Shema Yechai is reminding us, and constantly we have to be aware of that, the obligation to know what to do. And I conclude with this, that Tak, it's a wonderful schus for me and a cover for me to be part of this Chabura of Torah Matehayala Yidin that are very, very focused and very, very concerned about the making a living. You know, he told me, he says, in Europe, he says, we didn't have to do of Galeif, he said. He said it with such conviction. We didn't make a living, but we lived. In America, he told me, you have to stop making a living and start living. That was his wording. So certainly the Rav Shimon Yochai's message, the subtle message is, that the more we are aware of what to do, the more Mir Tashem will be zaycha to see the beauty of Torah.